88.5 KCSN, Sky Daniels. Very excited because Sharon Van Etten has come back to KCSN. Welcome back, Sharon.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's great. It's great to have you here. The proverbial here, the album, Are We There? You knew when you made that the title, without a question mark, it was a big thought.
Exactly, and hopefully people were asking themselves what that meant, which is exactly what I wanted.
And I am, and and as I look into both the material and the songs and things you have said, clearly, always, you think a lot.
Well, hopefully, you know, otherwise I'm dead or something.
But I mean, you think a lot about, you know, you have sensitivities and you really, you know, you're not afraid to share a lot of your sensitivities in song.
No, you know, a lot of my writing has been a form of therapy for me. So, and it's been learning how to understand my emotions and what I'm going through. So in a way, it's a blessing and a curse that when I write, it is stream of conscious and it is very open and vulnerable, but it's learning how to understand what it is I'm feeling and how I've started writing songs.
And as you went into this album, there was a period, and we'll get into this in a bit, where you were going through, you know, changes as life is wont to throw at us. And you really were asking questions of yourself, questions about your career, questions about relations. It was the proverbial, what the heck is going on in my life, more or less, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone that is passionate about their work and doesn't get to spend enough time at home, I mean, you're going to ask yourself what you're doing and why and what your motives are, you know? And, you know, the music world is not an easy world to live in all the time, but I'm lucky enough to work with some really amazing people that are like my family away from home, and it's just really hard to balance, and that's been the big question on this record. How do I do that?
Yeah, well, and let's just say that perhaps we won't arrive at any answers today, but we'll have fun in the process.
Yes, we will have fun, and we'll maybe tap our feet. We'll tap our feet.
Yeah, well, that...
Knock.
See, well, that's because you have brought the Omnicord, which is going to allow us to tap our feet, and amongst other things. The first thing that I think we should talk about, because I want to make sure I get all the housekeeping, the album is Are We There? It's wonderful. Tremendous album. Bravo.
Thank you.
I know that you are cognizant of how you've developed on each record. And in this case, you decided that it was time for you to take the helm and become more of a producer and make it, quote, your album. How did that process go? And were there ever points early on where you're going, what? You know, the proverbial, where am I?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I always ask myself what I'm doing and if I'm ready. But I usually dive right in before I have an answer. And I usually go with my gut before anything else, so
You're visceral.
I'm crazy. But it was, I wouldn't say it was necessarily easier than I thought, because it was really hard, but again, I had a band that I got to bring in that we've been touring together for a long time, like the last 2 or 3 years at least, and I was really comfortable with the people that I was working with, and I was able to communicate really well, because they get my language, and I've been able to talk through them parts that I've heard in my head for a long time. I even demoed some songs minimally so that they had a lot more freedom but still got the vibe. And, you know, working with friends and people that you trust is the number one rule, I think, to being open and honest and growing together.
Did you, when you, you know, before, if there was someone acting as a producer, that outside set of ears and sensibility, was it easy for you to fully entrust and follow that direction? And then conversely, when you are making those decisions yourself, were you able to clearly decide in your heart, this is the sound, or at least as close as I think we're going to get, or were you continually, you know, wondering, are we there?
Well, everyone I've gotten to work with so far has been amazing. You know, they took me under their wing and they helped interpret my songs in a studio. And I, you know, my first record was with Greg Weeks from Espers, and he asked me what I wanted, and I just said I wanted to keep it as minimal as possible, and he was really true to that while still having his own sound. And moving on to hit with his friend Brian McTeer, another Philly guy who has a studio called Minor Street, I mean, again, he was like, bring in your friends, but it was under his guidance that I learned what it took. And then by the time I toured Epic, I had a band for the first time just to play. I'd never played in a band before. And I started hearing more arrangements band-wise, and Aaron Dessner from The National really helped me learn how to be comfortable in a studio, and he took me under his wing like a brother. And I wouldn't take any of those experiences back, but at the same time, I felt like because of their knowledge, I could take my training wheels off and try it myself.
And it seems that you are riding the bike, because Are We There is definitely an album to be celebrated. Why don't we hear something that's in your heart right now that you want to play for the listeners of KCSN?
Okay. This song is called Our Love.
It is. Sharon Van Etten on KCSN.
It's our love, it's our love.
It's 88.5 KCSN, and we're live with Sharon Van Etten. We just heard a version of Our Love, which on the album, Are We There? As I'm listening to you sing the song now, you're very conscious in the song and in the lyrics about exploring what it means, our love, the collective our love. And you have talked about it as being a song that is supposed to have in sound, you know, a positive, uplifting feeling. And it's on the heels on the album of a different title, I think. Your Love Is Killing Me. Your Love Is Killing Me. So, you know, it's, I guess there may be two sides to the coin, I guess, in the way those two songs are juxtaposed together.
Literal jokes aside.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're all related. You know, love is, it's, sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's hard and sometimes you know and sometimes you don't and sometimes it's healthy and sometimes it's toxic and
on and on and on.
Back to back.
As many adjectives as we could muster. Love will encompass them all. Now, you did bring, and I was so happy because today is fun day with Sharon Van Etten at KCSN that you brought the Omnichord. And how did you come to find the instrument, literally, and how did you, you know, decide to deploy it, and are you having fun? Because it sure looks like you're having fun with that instrument.
I love it. Heather Woods Broderick, my bandmate, gave me one when we were learning the songs of Tramp together, because one of the songs on the record, Magic Chords, I wrote on an organ, which is really, really hard to tour with an organ, and they're very hard to maintain. They don't like to be moved around. So she suggested that I try her Omnichord to recreate that song live, and I fell in love with it, and I ended up writing a bunch of songs on it, like Our Love, Taking Chances, Every Time the Sun Comes Up and Break Me. I wrote them all on here, and I've gotten some criticism about going a bit more electronic, and I laugh because if they call this electronic, this is like an 80s synth, you know, that's like a Casio with built-in beats, and we just enforced the beats that we chose from the Omnichord that were written on the songs originally. And it's fun, too, because you can put in a headphone jack and not bug your neighbors. And I wrote a lot. It was really fun to do.
And it looks, even in watching you, you know, set the settings for the different songs you plan to play today, it just seems like you could spend countless hours of fun on figuring out sounds and ways to bring them all together on that. What is it, about two feet wide? 2.5 feet wide?
Yeah, probably not even. And it's, you know, it's, it has 10 beats built in. You can mess with the tempo and the volume of the beats, and they have chords all written out for you. So I'm not very good on guitar. Like, I know very basic chords, but I'm playing in different keys here because they have the chords all laid out for you. So I'm singing in different keys that I normally would sing in, which also makes me sing a little bit differently, which is, you know, I like doing things differently.
Now, if I might say today, I will try and my best following this interview. If we happen to see that sales of the Omnichord go up to any considerable degree in Los Angeles, I'll make sure that you get some of the proceeds.
Oh, sweet.
I'm gonna, or get you some sort of endorsement deal. Because
I know. I don't think they make them anymore.
Well, let's change that.
I know. Come on, Omnichord. You're making a big comeback right now.
Exactly. At this moment, there's it is a fun interest. We kid, but
it's
very user friendly
too.
It is
fun,
and it's making good sounds today.
Yes.
Do you want to? Are you going to play another one on that, or the piano? How are you going to?
Yeah.
Oh, another Omnichord song.
I have one more Omnichord song.
All right.
Is that
cool? What would that be?
This is Break Me.
Break Me. Well, let's hear it here live with Sharon Van Etten on 88.5 KCSN.
Isn't that how it He's making room for me in the city he makes. He can break me with one hand to my head. Going dark, dear, dissipate my fears, hoping he lets me in, yeah, he lets me
and bang, like that. That statement is complete. Sharon Van Etten live on 88.5 KCSN. We're hearing songs from Are We There? And of course, Sharon is going to be performing tomorrow night at the El Rey. You have traveled, which I guess is apropos of the title. You have traveled geographically in your life, Jersey. And then you went to, as I understand, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro.
And was that to pursue something in music?
Yeah, I originally moved down there to go to school at Middle Tennessee State. Mm-hmm. They had a recording program there that was tied number one with Berkeley, and I moved down there in 99 right after high school. But after talking to people that made it through the program and being kind of jaded by having to go back to school for general studies when I wanted to do music straight on, you know, it didn't make any sense to me. And I still didn't really know exactly what I wanted to do. And my friends that got through the program also told me, if you really just want to learn how to record, then you should intern in a studio. So after a year, I just stopped going, and I got a job at a local cafe that turned into an all-ages venue that also turned into a collective that was turned into a record store and screen printing studio, and it was pretty progressive for that area. I mean, even had vegetarian food, which in the South, you know, they don't get for the most part. But I learned a lot about booking shows, promoting shows. Never learned how to do sound, funny enough, but they were my formative years, and I learned a lot about the music scene.
Gave you a good wide perspective of what you were getting into.
Yeah, and at the time, I wasn't really writing or playing, so it was... I had a lot of background before I came back up north and then started really taking music seriously.
So what motivated your throwing yourself into what clearly, you know, it's a topic that I bring up and that many people bring up, the vulnerability that you evoke in your songs. What gave you the inspiration to say, you know what, I'm not going to work behind the scenes, I'm going to be a performer?
Well, I was with someone for about 5 years that didn't support me in my music, and after 5 years of being in a pretty unhealthy relationship, I was just tired of it, and I something in my heart exploded that, you know, I miss my family. I'm an East Coast kid. Tennessee was not, I mean, I met a lot of amazing people, but as soon as I moved back home and left that world, the world slowly started presenting itself to me, and everything that I pursued slowly opened up. But I was surrounded by people that supported me and believed in me, and if it weren't for them, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Do you remember the first couple of places that you started to perform publicly?
I played an open mic in Easton, Pennsylvania for a little while to just get my feet wet.
How'd that experience go? Were you, you know, yeah, okay.
I was kind of a mess. I was playing whiskey drunk songs, and I was demanding that people cry. I was kind of, I was definitely very shaken at that point and still figuring out. I mean, I'm still figuring out my sound, you know, but I went from country to folk to rock to what is this, soul? I don't even know.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but, you know, I'm trying it out. I'm trying different things. But when I started, I was pretty broken, and now I'm not.
Now, that's a very nice segue, because I mentioned to you when you first came in, I happened to see you at the NonCom convention and see your interview with David Dye of the World Cafe. And you seemed in great spirits. Great spirits, very confident and happy and jocular. You were having fun, which is why we talked today about let's make this fun. We want it to be fun. Where do you experience the most joy, you know, in life? And when are you feeling joy, you know? And do you know that time?
Well, it's most of the time. It's funny. I feel like I have to shake this dark, brooding, sad, goth girl stigma that I've got, you know? I write these pretty heavy songs so that I'm not that person, because I just have dark moments that I exorcise and compartmentalize, and then I can file it away as being just a time in my life that's passed, and I'm really a goofball. I like going to comedy clubs. I like, you know, just improvising with friends for fun. I like going out to eat. I love going to movies. You know, I'm pretty silly.
This sounds like a Match.com profile you're writing.
No, don't put me on there, please.
Well, I'm just having fun.
I'm the worst match for anyone. I'm gone all the time, and I don't take myself too seriously.
Well, you know, you never know. That may be somebody's, you know, that may be at the top of their criterion list. Never around? Great. You're the woman for me.
Oh, man. That opens too many doors and windows right there.
The idea of taking these songs then with that, good to hear that, because, you know, that shows you're having a good sense of self and you're feeling good. But you then do have to get into performing these songs. Have you compartmentalized, as you just said, your ability to get deep into the song and not have it reverberate in you?
Well, on some level, I'll always connect with them because they are who I am and they are real emotions, and you can't help but reminisce. But reminiscing and living in it is different. And as soon as I don't feel the songs anymore, I probably won't perform them, because I don't think that's honest. But, you know, one of the easiest ways of being able to do it is I look around and I see my band there supporting me and helping me laugh, even when it gets a little heavy sometimes, because a lot of this is still pretty raw.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still learning how to understand what it means to me. But, you know, my band is amazing and they help me laugh when I'm having a heavy moment, because sometimes I get teary in a song because I meant it when I wrote it.
Right.
And, you know, it was a hard couple of years, but I have a good group of people around me and I love what I do.
Well, that's, you know what? Good. All right, we can chat. Making progress, because I'm going to now go to another question. You mentioned in an interview, and I thought it was fascinating, that you, in one of those moments where you were questioning, you thought about, or perhaps still do consider, becoming a psychiatrist, because you just want to help people sort out their feelings and. Was that a serious consideration, or does it remain one?
Yeah, I mean, you know, therapy.
We're not trying to rush you through your music career.
Oh, no, it's cool. I mean, I've thought about being a therapist for a while and maybe going into social work for people that are more creative minded that have a really hard time communicating their emotions and relating to other people, because I think anyone that has a creative mind is a complicated individual and they're pretty closed off and they have to express it in a visual or oral way. And they, you know, as a kid, I can't even imagine. I mean, I can, but I didn't know it at the time, just how frustrating it is to not be able to connect with somebody when you're feeling something.
Can I book a session with you for next Wednesday?
Isn't that what this is?
Well, and see.
How are you feeling today, Scott?
Actually, you know what?
Is there anything you want to get off your chest? No,
I told the guys that we were going to have fun today and that I was going to do my best to, you know, it's just that we do really here at KCSN like you. We care about you, and you do write songs that, you know, I sit back as a listener and as a fan, and I can really see a lot of people feeling your good intention in that way you present the songs, the vulnerability, the honesty of the lyrics. And there is a connection and an empathy certainly that exists there. But what I don't want to do is, you know, make this a painful experience by, you know, probing. Because I've read interviews where the interviewer gets pretty intense, you know, and asks you to share a lot of information that can't be easy to just sit and chat about.
Well, I set myself up for that, you know, that old saying, you make your bed, you lie in it. And I write personal songs and I wear my heart on my sleeve. And if someone asks me a question, I'll try my best to answer it without alienating anyone else that might be involved.
Another reason why we like Sharon Van Etten, because she's honest, perhaps the expression to a fault, but I don't think so. I just think you're honest, which is nice. You know, it's not always fun, but it's nice. So are you going to play one on the piano, or what's your master plan here?
Yeah, I have another song for you, if that's cool.
I would like to hear another song. Is it for me or for the audience too?
It's for all you guys.
That's what we want to hear.
And gals.
It is Sharon Van Etten. And what would that, well, you're going to be able to get settled here. What song are you thinking of playing on our Yamaha piano today?
On this beautiful piano, I'm going to play I Know.
All right. You can do so, and we will listen. It's 88.5 KCSN.
Now I turn into a lover on the side. I cannot tell the poet I apart from mine. And now you see me with the default. Turn around and try to add my side. I know the ancient melodies will come at night. I sing about my fear and love and what it brings. I know, I know. And then you push me. Upon my ear so I can shut it out. Thank you.
It's Sharon Van Etten live on 88.5 KCS. And that song encapsulated a lot of what we talked about today. You are a pro because you just did that seamlessly. It's crazy how you're able to blend your music with what's happening in the moment.
Oh, well, it's nice of you to say. I mean, you make it easy.
Well, I'm serious. When I was listening to the lyrics, I'm going, yeah, she just cataloged a lot of what we just discussed about beautifully in song. That is why Are We There is a wonderful record for people who want to get in touch with their feelings, and why going to see Sharon Van Etten tomorrow night at the El Rey would be advisable by a guy who, yes, you know, I'm not afraid to say it, I'm still searching. I still am searching. So when you play music, I hear things, I feel things, and sometimes you raise questions and sometimes you provide answers. But you did provide us fun today. And that's why we love having you come to 88.5 KCSN, Sharon Van Etten.
Well, thank you so much for having me back, Sky. It's nice to see you.
It's good to see you again. And thank you for the music on Are We There? And I'll see you tomorrow night. And I am going to play a song for you now on the radio by someone I learned you love as much as I do.
Who's that?
It's John Cale.
Oh, nice.
And the song I will dedicate to you is I Keep a Close Watch on This Heart of Mine.
I love that
song. That is for you, Sharon Van Etten, on 88.5 KCSN.
Thanks, guys.